In this presentation, we would be learning about the role of numerology in predicting lucky business name by date of birth. Numerology is a fascinating future prediction technique. Just like astrology, palmistry, and tarot card reading, numerology has its own set of rules to define luck, wealth, and fortune. Having said that, numerology has close tie-ups with astrology. That's because every number from 1 to 9 has its ruling planet. And the study of planets is a subset of astrology. These are the kinds of fascinating factors that help in predicting a lucky business name by date of birth. It's an elaborative topic and we have compiled every element of importance in the guide to follow. Let us take a plunge without any further delay. Connection between numerology and astrology to predict a lucky name for a business. Every single person is born with different lucky numbers like destiny number, soul number, fortune number and so on. Needless to say that all these numbers are derived using the date of birth. Let's take an example of a random date of birth, say 1-1-1999. Here's how the relevant numbers would be. First, lucky number. The date of your birth would be your lucky number. That would be the number 1. Second, destiny number. The sum of the entire DOB, 1+1+1+9+9+9=30, =3+0=3, would be your destiny number. That would be the number 3. Now, every number from 1 to 9 has its ruling planet. This means that the lucky business name by date of birth depends upon the placement of planets in the horoscope of the native as much as it does on the alphabets that are assigned to each number. Let us now explore two recommended ways to predict business name by numerology. We will take you through the effects of planets on business progress a little later in this guide. Let's first take you through the two ways that astrologers use to predict a lucky business name by date of birth. The Chaldean numerology method for predicting the life and destiny of a person originated in Chaldea. It used to be a country between the early 10th century BC and early 9th century BC. Surprised? Well, don't be. Numerology is almost as old as astrology. It was used by our ancestors and is still used as a popular system to predict the future. According to Chaldean numerology, numbers 1 to 8 are assigned certain alphabets of their own. Number 9 is an exemption since ancient people used to believe that 9 was a holy number. Hence, it wasn't assigned any alphabet. Chaldean numerology chart 1. A-I-J-Q-Y 2. B-K-R 3. C-G-L-S 4. D-M-T 5. E-H-N-X 6. U-V-W 7. O-Z 8. F-P Calculation of lucky number using alphabets according to Chaldean numerology. First, pick the name you are mostly called by. It could be your nickname, your pen name, or your actual name, and so on. Second, if the name is, say, Ram, then your lucky number would be the addition of 2+1+4=7. So 7 is your personal number. Pythagorean or Western numerology system. This is the second numerology system that takes into consideration both the name and the DOB. Let's have a look at the chart. Pythagorean numerology chart. 1. AJS 2. BKT 3. CLU 4. DMV 5. ENW 6. FOX 7. GPY 8. HQZ 9. IR However, here's the difference. The Pythagorean numerology considers full name, so Ram would be, say, Ramnath. Its calculation according to Pythagorean numerology would be 9+1+4+5+1+2+8=30=3+0=3. So, your personal number would be 3. Let us now study about the meaning of numbers according to planets. Now that you know the entire fiasco about the lucky business name by date of birth, let's pick up the thread from where we left. Relation between numerology and planets. First, the number one is ruled by the sun. These people should be entrepreneurs. Second, the number two is ruled by the moon. These people should be actors or dancers. Third, the number three is ruled by Jupiter. These people should make a career in finance. Fourth, the number four is ruled by Rahu. These people are good gamblers. They can make a career in acting. Fifth, the number five is ruled by Mercury. These people do good in the stock market and sports. Sixth, the number six is ruled by Venus. These people should be in the restaurant business. Seventh, the number seven is ruled by Neptune. These people should be in the research field. Eighth, the number eight is ruled by Saturn. These people should be in politics. Nine, the number nine is ruled by Mars. These people should be in defense. So, picking a career that is in sync with the temperament and strength of the ruling planet is known to bring success and growth in business. Well, this is all for this presentation. Stay tuned for more such exciting presentations on eastrohelp.com, your astrology helpline. And don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel for regular updates.